I can hear you saying, what child doesn't see shadows moving around their bedrooms at night? True enough, it's not that uncommon. What is uncommon is for parents to take their children's night fears seriously. The typical reaction is to turn on the light and say to the trembling child, you see, there's nothing here. Stop imagining things and go to sleep. But next time you find yourself in that situation with your child, please bear a couple of things in mind. For one thing, my spirit guide, Francine, whom I'll properly introduce later, swears that one of the most unfortunate words in the English language is imagination, because it's too convenient an excuse for a lot of incidents that deserve a closer look. For another thing, the most psychic beings on this earth are children and animals. So instead of dismissing what your child claims to see as made-up nonsense, encourage them to tell you all about it and really listen. You'll be surprised at how much they can teach you about the spirit world and the other side if you'll let them. Before long, to my chagrin, I was able to see spirits just as clearly in the bright light of day as I could in the dark. They would blithely mill around in a room full of people, seemingly unnoticed by everyone but me. Two dimensions superimposed over each other, and both of them equally real. And I finally stopped bothering to ask my parents or my sister, do you see that? The answer was always no. So why reinforce to them and to myself for the millionth time that I was not a normal child? Except when Grandma Ada was around and I just kept my mouth shut and felt like an alien. It was in the context of all these spirits around me and my curiosity about where they came from that Grandma Ada started telling me about the other side. She said that when life on this earth ends, our eternal spirits leave our body and go home to God in a place of unimaginable beauty, full of colors and music and pure, all-encompassing love. These spirits weren't coming around to hurt me. They were just visiting from the other side. And because of the gifts she and I shared, we could see them when others couldn't. I was 7 years old when the other side became intensely personal for me and changed my life forever. I was in my bedroom brushing my hair, playing with my flashlight, trying to ignore my certainty that someone I couldn't see was nearby watching me. Suddenly, almost blindingly, the light from the flashlight grew and intensified until it filled the room with a pure white glow, and from the midst of the light a woman's voice said, I come from God, Sylvia. Don't be afraid. If a disembodied voice told you not to be afraid, no matter where it came from, would you just sit there? Me neither. I was out of that room, flying down the stairs, terrified, in search of Grandma Ada. I crashed into her in the kitchen, where she was cleaning vegetables from her victory garden. Sobbing and trembling, I told her what had happened. She held me, stroked my hair, and explained, as if she'd been expecting this. That was your spirit guide, sweetheart. She's here to help you. Pick up the carrots. As always, Grandma Ada was right. It was indeed my spirit guide, and I've never spent a day without her since. Her real name is Iena, but for reasons no one can quite remember, I immediately insisted on calling her Francine instead. In her one lifetime on Earth, she was an Aztec Inca from a small village in Colombia, killed by a spear in 1520 while trying to protect her child during a violent Spanish invasion. She is my closest friend, my constant companion, my patient confidant, my teacher, my resident expert, on the other side, and my infuriating, judicious protector who knows I can't learn without making mistakes. She speaks to me in a voice that's transformed into a high chirping sound as it makes a transition from her dimension to mine. With my permission, she also speaks through me, using my voice while I trance, oblivious to what goes on in my absence until I'm told about it later or hear her on tape. She's 5'9", rail thin with elegant long-fingered hands and waist-length black hair that she wears in a thick braid. She is slow-eyed and her looks are exotic, almost Egyptian, with her olive skin and huge dark eyes. I didn't get my first actual glimpse of Francine until I was 18 and in college. And when she appeared, I very deliberately closed my eyes and turned away. I majored in education and literature at St. Teresa's College, with a minor in theology, toward my goal of becoming a teacher. I also signed up for hypnosis class at the University of Kansas City. Francine had been chirping away to me on a regular basis for 11 years by then. The Three Faces of Eve was a hot new must-see movie about a woman with multiple personalities. And as part of my required studies, I was taking a course in abnormal psychology. I had felt abnormal all my life, and now here was a handy textbook that listed the 8 symptoms of schizophrenia, 4 of which might as well have had a little photo of me beside them, as far as I was concerned. The more I read, the more I studied, and the more I added things up, the more impossible it became to ignore the obvious. I was crazy. I was also smug when I announced it in my farewell speech to this symptom of my dementia I had known for so many years as Francine. She listened with her usual patience and didn't argue with me, or defend herself even once. But she did ask me to indulge her in one little demonstration before I permanently declared her unreal. For the first time since I met her, she was going to materialize.